Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me as we take a look at the astrological energies from September 23rd to the 30th as we close out this ninth month of 2020 and prepare to move into October. There are some interesting themes that have been emerging throughout September, and one of the biggest news in the next week is how Saturn retrograde will be stationing direct at 25 degrees of Capricorn. We're going to talk about this as well as the significance of the three Capricorn planets this week. But first, I want to start with Mercury in Libra's final few days in Libra before entering Scorpio on September 27th. Mercury is being challenged over the next number of days as it is in a square to Saturn sitting there at 25 degrees of Capricorn and then opposing Mars in Aries retrograde at 26 degrees. So what is happening here is that this Mercury in Libra is trying to bring in new information, something that wasn't talked about, something that wasn't seen. Mercury in Libra wants to discuss, wants cooperation, wants sharing and win-wins, and it's coming up against two planets that don't want to talk it out, that want to do their own thing. So keep in mind on September 23rd, 24th, even the 25th, this Mercury in Libra is going to probably feel a little bit frustrated that it can't have the conversations it wants to have, or if it does have these conversations, it might not go as smoothly as anticipated. This is only a potential, of course, and hopefully things do get smoothed out and move forward, but it's important to note that this is also the point in the zodiac that Mercury is going to return to in November when it stations direct after being retrograde. So what we have here is Mercury entering his shadow zone at 25 degrees of Libra, where he's going to eventually get to 11 degrees of Scorpio, where he will station retrograde, travel back to 25 degrees of Libra, and hang out there for a few days in November, right around the U.S. presidential election. So this is going to be a really important period of time for you to be aware of what's coming up in your world that's going to be revisited in early to mid-November. This can help you understand a process. This can help you stay open to the conversations or what needs to be discussed. It can help you stay open to what you don't know right now that will come forward. And I feel like what's really happening is that we're getting support to maintain balance during this very big energy period. October has a lot of energy that is a bit bumpy and chaotic, especially the second half of October. And what we're being asked to do right now is to stay very conscious and very aware of how you want to travel through these next few months without getting thrown off kilter, or rather, to ensure that your energy isn't going too far outside yourself. That Libra energy gives us the support of balance. And we just had the Sun enter Libra on September 22nd, passing over that equinox point where there is equal light, equal dark, and we are being given an opportunity to balance our lives, balance our energies, balance our feminine and our masculine, ensure that we are balanced in our whole energy stream so that we can really be certain of what our priorities are right now. There is support for remaining objective, for stepping back from something that maybe you've been too entangled in or enmeshed in, something that maybe was emotionally strong for you. You can make the most of Libra season by looking at the other side of the story, another perspective, another option, a second person's opinion. There is an opening here that allows us to bring in new information and new understandings that help us know that we don't always know everything and we don't always have the full story. So how can you energetically balance yourself to feel strong, to feel in alignment, and to keep trusting yourself, to keep trusting your energy more than ever? So this is an important time for taking care of our Mercury needs, and that is about our mental process, communications, how we perceive, how we speak, everything that's about really the workings of the brain, and then how we share with others what we're thinking, what we need, what we want, how we interact with other people is really the domain of Libra. Libra is the seventh astrological sign, and it's where we take our energy and bring it out to connect with another. And that can be through work, through personal relationships, through anything that we interact with. And really, we are in relationships with all forms of energy. You have an energetic relationship with your home. You have an energetic relationship with your money and with finances. You have an energetic relationship with food. You have an energetic relationship with your body. And on it goes. We have relationships with everything. And this is a time to look at what those energetically mean to you, how they support you, and what works for you and what does not. So Mercury is gathering this understanding and then enters Scorpio on September 27th. And Mercury going into Scorpio is where you have a conviction. There's something that you feel passionately about and it drives you. There is this connection of what you're thinking can even be, say, obsessive. It can activate something in you that's a very deep drive. It can raise your curiosity to the point that you have to investigate something. You want to look into it. What does this mean? What is this about? Mercury in Scorpio is really keen on understanding and going deeper into what's going on. And this can be a wonderful energy for getting to know yourself, getting to know another person, getting to understand a situation, going into any kind of research, investigation, deep dive, anything where the mind is really, really wanting to dig in to what cannot be seen and what's not known, but there's a feeling that something is there. This is a great time also to share how you really feel. Because that Scorpio energy is very intense and very clear about how it feels. And it can be a wonderful messenger around what matters to you. So when Mercury is in Scorpio, we can make very clear decisions about what we love and what we hate, what we want, what we never want to see again. Again, convictions is a strong word with Mercury in Scorpio because it's not just energy or information coming from your mind. It's something emotional running through you. It's a very deep, almost gut level reaction or sense of what you resonate with and what you do not. And so we take all the information and understanding we've collected from Mercury and Libra, we move into Mercury and Scorpio, and we get really real. We get real with ourselves. This can be about vulnerability and intimacy. This can be sharing your heart. This can be having really good conversations with a counselor, a therapist, a friend, a family member, like getting to the heart of something that matters to you. There is support here as well for seeing parts of yourself that were previously hidden. And that is also the Scorpio domain where there's undercurrents. There's things that we didn't realize at first. And the Scorpio energy will take us into those deeper layers of consciousness. Now, it can take us into the dark night of the soul. It can take us through a very deep healing experience. And what it does is it allows us to really go into the depths of who we are. So this upcoming Mercury retrograde from October 13th to November 3rd has an intensity to it. And as Mercury comes back to Libra, we rebalance. There's something that we need to understand or that we're ready to talk about. But when Mercury is in Scorpio, we can all be in our own worlds. We can all really be caught up in how we feel, and that drives us. But I feel like there's going to be a process unfolding here over the next few months that will be intense at times, but also gift you with deeper understandings of your own truth. And that is another gift of Mercury in Scorpio, is that you go into what is really true for you because your feelings are your truth. How you feel is absolutely a strong message of who you are, what you need, and what you're about. So that is the gift here of this Mercury retrograde, is that you'll really go into more of your own truths through your emotional world. So let's take a look at Saturn stationing direct. And this is a big thing energetically because Saturn is at 25 degrees of Capricorn. It has been here all of September and will be here for most of October. 25 degrees of Capricorn. And this is where it was in February 2020 of this year, although it went quickly through this point. Now it's been hanging out here at 25 degrees of Capricorn, bringing your attention, focus, responsibility, respect, and needs to this part of your chart. So wherever 25 degrees of Cap is where you've been doing work. You haven't been able to perhaps make a lot of headway at times, or if you have, it's been very step by step because Capricorn doesn't rush. Saturn doesn't rush. Saturn is very strong here in Capricorn. This is his home turf. This is the energy he rules. So he is really the king of this energy. And not only is he comfortable here in Capricorn, but he's also ruling the other planets in Capricorn. Last week we talked about Jupiter in Capricorn, and we still have, of course, Pluto in Capricorn. Both of those planets answer to Saturn right now. And what that is saying is that Saturn is so strong for all of us that we really have to understand the choices we're making in our lives, the commitments we're making, the impact of our energy, what we're really understanding. We have to make some real world choices. And this can be difficult. Saturn can be heavy and challenging. Saturn can feel like a burden or like you have the world on your shoulders. It applies pressure. It can also feel like you're very much alone because this is the area of your life that you've had to take care of something on your own terms. This is where you've had to have a solitary path, where as much as you maybe wanted support, Saturn typically cuts off that support and says, no, you have to do this for yourself because you have to demonstrate to yourself that you are capable of taking care of everything in this part of your life. It helps us become mature, become adults, step into our power, understand what we're capable of. But it's not a fast path and it's not an easy path. It requires that time, energy, and dedication where what we put effort into ultimately pays off. So whichever house 25 degrees of Capricorn is for you has been pivotal, not only in September and October, but throughout this year, because it's where you've had to really assess this area of your life, make some hard choices, step up into something, take responsibility for this area of your life, and then do what you need to do in the physical world, in a practical sense, to make any necessary changes or important decisions. Now, the other interesting thing we have going on right now is that Jupiter is hanging out at 17 degrees of Capricorn, Saturn is at 25 degrees of Capricorn, and Pluto is at 22 degrees of Capricorn. And it's basically in the midpoint of these two energies. It's the midpoint between Jupiter and Saturn, which means that it's a bit like a convergent zone of energy. And this midpoint is going to be stronger in October when Jupiter moves forward into 19 and 20 degrees of Capricorn. So with Pluto at a midpoint, it really focuses the energy on a very deep transformation as something that is very intense, very real, permanently changing your life. And it's a bit like Pluto is sandwiched between Jupiter and Saturn. And so they are focusing their energy as well on Pluto, and it adds these additional layers of intensity. And so there's a lot happening within us below the scenes, and also at deeper levels of our own energy field across multiple timelines. And chances are, we're not going to really see or feel this type of transformation right away. Because it's happening at such a deep level in our psyche, it takes time for things to shift, for the transformation to appear, for stuff to be visible. And I feel like what we're really understanding here is that there are deeper levels of your own power that you're able to access now in 2020 that you weren't able to step into previously. And how I'm feeling this is that Pluto energy is making it so clear to you what areas of your reality are no longer acceptable. It's not satisfying. It's not fulfilling. It doesn't fit you. It's not energetically correct. And it can feel like you didn't have a choice. It can also feel powerless at times. But what I'm getting is that so much has been cleared out for us, and not just in our global changes this year, but energetically, spiritually, physically, mentally. There's been a big clearing out, disintegration of energies. It's like the disintegration of a lot of 3D constructs that have allowed us to make room for what we want to build next, for what we want to move towards next. And what matters now in this next opening phase of this decade and this time in your life. So there's something here that's really been shifting in a way that you've probably sensed. You can feel it intuitively, spiritually. You know that you've changed, even if you can't accurately describe it or put your finger on it or give it the right words. It's like there's something deeper energetically that has really shifted for so many people. That what it does is that there's going to be some more openings into these new energy streams, especially in 2021, but there's still that intensity and that pressure right now with all three planets in Capricorn, and especially with Pluto at that midpoint that says the change is real, the change is happening, and there's going to be more room available once Pluto moves away from 22 degrees of Capricorn. It's a bit like Pluto is sitting in a seat at 22 degrees of Capricorn, and it's been sitting there for a while now. He will be at 22 degrees all of October, because Pluto will station direct on October 4th at 22 degrees of Capricorn. And when Pluto changes seats and starts to move away from that 22 degree mark, by the end of this year, that energy opens up. It's like somebody stands up from that seat and that seat is now available, meaning there's an opening in that energy in that seat. And because Pluto moves so slowly, even 23 degrees, there's a loosening, but by 24 degrees, it's much clearer and much more open. So just know that there's something really requiring us to pay attention and to stay the course, to not give up or to not stop believing. And I feel like as Saturn stations direct here on September 29th, you could feel a physical shift. You could feel a relief, an understanding, a clarity, a sense of this is what I'm doing next. That Saturn in Capricorn has also been applying a lot of pressure to your purpose. What is my purpose? And not just in your profession or career, but in your life and in your soul's growth in this lifetime. And that information can be found with this Pluto at 22 degrees of Capricorn. So I know this is very repetitive in the sense that it's Cappy, 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 which we've been talking about all year, but it's because the Capricorn energy requires mastery. And there's something about this time where you're supported in that purpose, mastery, and even just knowing and trusting yourself on a very, very deep level. So yes, it's absolutely big stuff. It's big energy, and it continues into October. And for those of you who like the monthly webinars that I do, the October Soul Growth Astrology webinar is now available. And if you use that coupon code Libra, you get it for $11. And it goes through the full month, which, by the way, October has so much energy in it. It starts with a full moon. We have the Libra new moon. It ends with a full moon, a Taurus full moon on October 31st. We have Mercury retrograde. We have Mars retrograde. It is such a dynamic month that it'll be good to know how it shows up in your natal chart, because it's a very potentially volatile month, especially when you put it in context to the upcoming US presidential election. And it's like those last few weeks of October, there's going to be a lot going on. And in fact, the energy is going to really be triggering. It can be very hard to discern what is true and what is not true. Now, on that note, I did want to share something with you to just plant a seed and maybe help navigate this upcoming intense period. Is that, yes, we heard the announcement that Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed away, the one and only, a longtime Supreme Court judge. And keep in mind that there is a difference between when information is announced and when an event actually happens. They are not the same thing. An event can happen, and then later it can be announced. An event can be announced, and it's not clear when it happened. So stay open to what is energetically correct for you, what you're feeling. This is important to understand because we're in a very big time on the planet when so much is at stake, when so much is being fought over, when there's many agendas, there's many different entities that want control, that want power, that want to be in positions of power. And because of how big things are right now, the political strategy is to use everything to your own advantage, to always be in charge of the narrative, to use every event in a wise manner, to use it in the way that it's best timed. The timing of an event being announced is very strategic. And of course, documents can be forged. Something that can be released to the public might not always be accurate. This is how the public and the masses are naive and not questioning their own reality, not questioning what feels right or what feels off. And part of this goes into how we are surrounded by so many electronics, our screens, our phones, social media. We have all these influences and input coming into our brains, but more importantly, coming into our energy fields, that we become less connected to our own intuition, to our own body consciousness, and to the ability to read energy. That's why it's vital to step away from all of the confusion and chaos and information that's being thrown around so that you can go into what is intuitively correct for you and to trust that, or to at least feel a strong connection with that, because things are going to heat up. They're going to become very intense. There's going to be a lot going on that's going to be very confusing. What is real? What is not real? What is true? What is false? It probably won't ever be clear unless you are trusting yourself and trusting the energy that you feel. So, as things continue to unfold in the next month or so, know that there's going to be a lot coming up that is going to be very much about power gains, political strategy, outmaneuvering, who has control of the headlines, what information is going to be released, what are we going to say, what are we going to do. All of that is going to become very big. And I think that there's so much going on that it can be very hard to really know what is true unless you are trusting and reading the energy. Now, on that note, I am going to say that I feel strongly, and I could be wrong, I just feel like the Democratic ticket isn't finalized. There could be changes to the Democratic presidential ticket. We'll see, right? There's energies that are shifting deeply because there's so much at stake that you pull out all the stops and you do what you can to get ahead and to gain traction and to get people fired up and engaged. And what can do that right now? What will get people excited? What will get them voting? What will get them involved in what is happening? And at the higher levels, what I've been feeling is that there have been so many shifts on the planet that we're moving through a circus. This is a circus. But there's already been, I'm going to say decisions, energetic decisions made around what is best for the planet. And that's not something that an election would determine. So yes, you should vote. Yes, you should participate in the level or to the extent that is correct for you and, you know, trust what is right for you. That's all part of the process. But what I'm seeing is that there is a bigger energy stream. It's an energy stream that's moving through the planet that can't be stopped, that won't really change course. I mean, there's many possibilities of how something can unfold, and there's many ways that outcomes can happen. So it's not like everything is predetermined, but there is this energy stream that is moving through the planet around what needs to happen for the overall evolving process of humanity. And it feels very encouraging, although right now in the moment, it might not look that way and it might not feel that way because of all the chaos, all of the things that are falling apart. And I've mentioned before, you know, the most intense years are still to come. 2022, 2023, 2024 are really the most intense years. So there's something about 2020 that's preparing us for the changes that need to happen, how to take care of ourselves, how to be more self-sustaining, how to be self-reliant, what you need to do for your family, for your work. The changes that are coming up are important to look at and take seriously. And it's really going to be the second half of the decade when we have a resurgence of inspiration, creativity, big energies coming through. And I'm so excited to tell you that the next channeled topic I got is talking about this decade. So I'm going to be doing that show for you soon about what to expect from 2020 to 2029. I received that topic and I haven't received all the information about what I'm supposed to share, so we'll just see what comes through. But know that we are moving through some intense times. Not everything is as it appears. Remember, there's a difference between when an event happens and when it is announced, which is very important because there's a lot of people who I don't feel are energetically on the planet anymore, and that hasn't been talked about. There's also been a lot of big changes that are being hidden, especially in the economics and financial world. There's things that are really shaky, really, really shaky. And I think we're going to start to see more of that in early 2021, especially because of how COVID shut down so many industries. And there's been this hesitation to make announcements, kind of this wait and see. Let's see how the end of the year plays out. But I'm getting the image of all these financial documents that are shaking. They're shaking. It's like looking at the numbers, assessing what's coming in, what's not coming in, you know, a lot of red. And the fears around what this could mean for certain industries and businesses and business models. So we still have big energies coming through. And this is where we need to be very aware of how we use our own energy, the practical steps that you need to make, decisions you need to make. Downsizing is a big part of this Capricorn energy. Cutting back, cutting out, getting rid of, I don't need that, I don't want this. All of that is very vital to setting ourselves up for a life that is meaningful, peaceful, abundant, and based on what you value. There's something here about this reassessment of what you really need to live a good life. What do you really need to live a good life? And hopefully it's something you can name for yourself, maybe even 5 things that you need, or 8 things that you need. It's like the less you need to really make the most of life is where you're going to feel the peace. You're going to feel untethered. You're going to feel a release and even a sense of calm that reconnects you to your own power. So this is different for everyone. This is something very personal to each of us, but that's a way to get into the energy of the end of this year and then going into the decade as well. So over the next few days, I want to call out that the Sun in Libra is going to oppose Chiron retrograde in Aries at 6 degrees. That happens on September 29th, the same day that Saturn stations direct. This is a good day to go slow, to not overexert yourself, to maybe take a step back and just give yourself some downtime. Probably hold off on any important conversations or discussions that you would like to have with somebody. Give yourself time to just sit and think it over before moving ahead. Then on October 1st, we have a very dynamic Aries full moon, and it is at 8 degrees of Aries. Oh, excuse me. We actually round up to 9 degrees of Aries. And this is an interesting full moon because The Aries energy brings us back to ourselves. What do I need? What do I want? What matters to me? Who am I? However, it's conjunct Chiron. And it's conjunct Chiron in an area of your chart that you've been working through, that maybe has felt vulnerable, that has created something in you that brings up a lot of questions without answers. And I feel like what this full moon is doing is it's bringing in new light, specifically new light codes to an area of your healing journey that is really influencing a deeper soul experience of feeling safe on the planet. Chiron in Aries has been working with our root chakra and specifically going into any unhealed patterns around feeling safe in ourselves, feeling safe in our body, feeling safe in our spiritual selves, our intuitive selves, feeling safe in our life, and even everything that goes into the multiple patterns that have been carried forward across the family lineage or even across multiple lifetimes. So there's many variations of how this energy can show up, but it's also asking you to have the courage and be brave enough to go into these fears, to go into these vulnerabilities and these parts of yourself or these parts of your life that have maybe felt too scary to look at. So that, of course, can trigger trauma. It can trigger abuse. It can trigger a lot of intensity and anger and pain. All of that comes up, but it comes up so that you can work with it on your own terms. You can transform it. You can look at it in a way that gives you a new sense of power in who you are and what your choices are. Chiron is a bridge of consciousness, and it takes us from the reality of Saturn and moves us into the higher realms of Uranus. And that's because of where Chiron transits in the solar system between those two planets. And so what the gift is here is to ultimately raise your consciousness to a higher understanding of the soul experience, of the soul growth, while also returning you to the power you always travel with. Meaning in Aries, which is independent, pioneering, a maverick, it says, I've got this, I can do this my way, I'm in charge of me. There is a resurgence of how you can look at something and have it be a huge area of growth, as well as reclaiming your power. And so this can, of course, be weakened at first. That's why there's lots of questions and it feels very sensitive. Wherever Chiron is, can be where we cry, where we have a lot of emotion. We have a lot that comes up and out that needs to be expressed and released. And then once it moves through you, it opens up new ways to heal yourself. And so this is where you can be very aware of what's coming up for you that is going to help your healing journey. And that's what this October 1st Aries full moon is really accentuating, because it's bringing in these new light codes. It's bringing in these new downloads of understanding at 9 degrees of Aries that's showing you more of who you are. And as I say that, I'm getting the image of this light coming not just from the reflection of the full moon, which is when the moon is the brightest in the sky, but it's like that full moon is reflecting the energies from not from the sun in our solar system, but the galactic sun, a bigger light source that is very supportive, healing, powerful, uplifting, and brings in the reminders that you have what you need. And that is one of the promises of Aries, is that you have what you need and you can go into that part of yourself to figure out what that might be, but that you always travel with everything that you need, especially when you go higher up into that light source that's also connected to the soul's vibration, the soul's frequency, the soul's essence. So it's a very fascinating dialogue here of how these energies all stream in and work together. Of course, this is just one potential, and it's up to you to decide how you want to receive or work with all energies and what resonates with you, what connects with you. But this is just one way to make the most of a full moon conjunct Chiron in Aries, and to know that it can help heal whatever you've been deeply working through. The last week in September brings us these gifts of energetically rebalancing ourselves to look at where we've given too much outside of our own energy fields, how to call it back in. It would be a wonderful time to balance your masculine, your feminine, yin, yang, anima, animus energies, as well as both sides of your body, to look at where you're ready to make new commitments and understandings around your purpose or what you want in life based on Saturn stationing direct at 25 degrees of Capricorn on September 29th. And to know that we are entering the Mercury shadow zone. So stay aware that whatever comes up right now, you might need more time to figure it out, to get more information, investigate. But also, you're going to be gifted with tapping into how you really feel, because your feelings are your truth. And you could gain greater clarity around what that means for you right now. So as always, thank you so much for joining me for today's show. I appreciate your time, energy, and presence for this podcast. I'm very grateful that we can all move through this time together. What a time it is, what a ride it is. And I will be back with another podcast for you soon. And yes, the October monthly Soul Growth Astrology webinar is now available. And again, that coupon code is Libra. If you want to go through the month with me, look at what is happening in your own chart. And this monthly webinar has six individual videos. So there's a lot that we cover. Thanks so much. And I hope to see you back here soon. You can find out more about me at mollymccord.online or over at my author website, consciouscoolchic.com. Thank you. And I'll see you soon.